Hi, this is Wendy Powell, the Wildcat Extension District Livestock Production Agent. Fall has historically been a time when producers look to correct acidic pH problems in their soil. Why do we often hear this is a good time of the year to lime? Many producers utilize warm season crops and forages, and since lime reaction in the soil is a time-dependent process, fall applications take advantage of winter rainfall and 90 to 150 days for buffering of pH to occur within the soil profile. Lime has remained relatively unchanged for thousands of years. This is because common liming materials like calcium carbonate, or ag lime, is primarily crushed limestone-based rock. The neutralization of acidity is caused by the hydrogen and calcium ions interacting. This process requires that the calcium particles come in contact with the acidic soil particles. This is easily accomplished through tillage and subsequent mixing of the soil with the liming material. However, in a no-till or pasture situation, we're left with the action of downward filtration of water to move particles within the rooting zone and create change in the pH. This indicates that for forages, finer lime particles should react faster because of more rapid filtration into the soil. Very coarse ground lime may take a decade or longer for the little lime pebbles to weather and break down. This would result in poor buffering and small changes in pH that would do little to lighten root stress. The purity of a liming material, measured as calcium carbonate equivalent, also known as CCE, and the fineness or reactivity is used to determine the effective calcium carbonate equivalent, or ECCE. This classification system allows producers to compare apples to apples with different liming materials or particle sizes. Accordingly, K-State Research and Extension recommendations are based on the required amount of ECCE to return a soil to optimum pH levels. Coarser particle sizes lower the ECCE because they take longer to break down. If your local lime vendor has a 50% ECCE lime, and the soil test for your soil specifies 1.25 tons per acre, you'll need to apply 2.5 tons of this product to meet an optimum pH level. It's obvious lime with higher ECC probably costs more because it takes less material and will produce a faster change in pH. The economics are the true determining factor in product selection. Remember, ECCE is a tool to help producers determine the proper application rate regardless of the liming source. If you'd like to check the pH level of your soil or to know more about correcting the levels, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.